Roanoke City has successfully negotiated with other property owners between Bridge Street and Ariel Drive, but Walker Foundry in the Norwich area is another story. President Glenn Muzzy says the parcels in question are not unused as the city has claimed.
Property that does not have any availability to the public. It's private property. It is maintained that way to basically a park.
Everything would also change, said Muzzy, when it comes to permitting as far as the Department of Environmental Quality is concerned. A reexamination and risk he doesn't want to take for the 95-year-old firm and its 70 employees. And he says Roanoke City told him a path on the other side of the Roanoke River is not feasible.
Now, the city has told us that that is not possible, and we've had no choice but to accept their position on that. We may not agree with it, but we've accepted it.
The clock is ticking for Roanoke City as well, which could lose state funding by next year if it hasn't acquired the Walker Foundry parcels. The city could explore eminent domain to take the parcels needed as a last resort. Gene Morano, WFIR News.